Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Luke chapter 3 today, verses 1 through 6. Luke 3, verses 1 through 6. It says, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness, and he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Now, there's a lot here, and we have a longer section than we usually do for a challenge. So stick with me here in the 5 minutes that we have today. First off, notice the historic detail. In chapter 3 at the beginning, it lists Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, Herod, we got Philip, we got Lysanias, we've got Annas and Caiaphas. Notice the historic detail. You can check all the timing. It's all recorded. I love how the scripture says to you, you want to try to test me? I'll give you detail. All that Roman stuff was all recorded. You can check all this. It is backupable, if you will. It is definitely recognizable that this is accurate scripture. I love that. On top of that, John has been getting ready in the wilderness. Remember, we met John, met him a few verses ago as we began going through this book of Luke, how he was the miracle baby for Zechariah and Elizabeth, and his name was to be called John, and he was going to prepare the way for the Lord. And he went out into the wilderness, and he's been in the wilderness eating just honey and locusts and dressing in camel skins and a belt and that kind of stuff, the garb of a prophet, an Old Testament prophet. And now it's time for his role in God's eternal plan. And the Spirit of God came upon him and spoke to him, and he came out and he began to preach. And he quotes from, here Luke quotes from Isaiah chapter 50, referring to him. It says, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Now this is interesting, because if you would compare what we just read to the passage he quotes from in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 through 5. Listen to Isaiah 40, verses 3 through 5. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord is spoken. Now, in this prophecy, it says, all flesh shall see it together. But it doesn't tell us what the it is. But under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Luke clarifies for us what the it is. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The voice of the one crying in the wilderness was preparing the way for God's Messiah, the salvation of God. And John came to become to prepare the way for the Messiah, to be that voice of the one crying in the wilderness. And pretty much when it says the valley's going to be raised up and the mountains are going to be made low, there's a whole lot to it. First off, God's going to make everything clear. He's going to make it all plain and clear. And if you say, I don't understand, it's because you chose to not understand. And Satan's blinded your eyes to the truth, because all flesh will see it. Everyone will understand. Those who respond in faith will be given eternal life. Those who reject it will spend eternity in hell. But there's also something else here. If you know the prophecies about what's going to happen when Jesus comes back, during the tribulation period, there's going to be an earthquake, and it's going to level everything in the earth. The mountains are all going to be flattened. The valleys are going to be filled in. Israel itself is going to be split into three parts, and Jerusalem it will be, and it's going to become flat except for the middle section where the temple is. There's a whole lot here. The question and the thing I want to challenge you with today is this. Are you ready? Have you responded to what John the Baptist prepared the way for? He prepared the way for the Messiah. He came. He lived on the earth. He died for the sins of the world. He rose from the dead. It's all historically been backed up and proven. You can research it. Jesus really did live on the earth. He really did rise from the dead. and he's coming back. Are you ready? John said, prepare the way. He was to prepare the way for the salvation of the Lord. Have you responded to it? Can't wait to show some more from Luke on Monday. Tomorrow will be in Psalms. Hope to see you then.